Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Here now is Lisa Bell and Candace Campos with Florida Foodie. Sponsored by Light Orlando, delivering hope together.
Hello and welcome back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell and we are on location near the campus of UCF.
And I'm Candace Campos and today we have our guest here who's been working nonstop. He's at 10 to 10 on Sundays, making an amazing business right here again next to the campus.
Yes, we are so excited to be joined today by Ali Leilani with Build My Burgers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Everyone, welcome.
This looks amazing. You're going to start baking some burgers. Absolutely. Right now. Tell us how you got started with Build My Burgers.
So the concept started like in 2018. My wife and I, we were looking into franchises, and the ones that were really popular were very expensive. And the ones that were reasonably priced, they did not have a presence in Orlando. So we're big foodies and we love eating burgers. So we were always looking for something where you get a good quality burger, but the price is ridiculous. Or if the quality is not there. So we decided that we're gonna let people build their burger the way they like. We're gonna work on fresh quality, fresh ingredients, and just have fun with it.
So you guys came up with this concept. Show us how the burgers begin.
Sure. So we start with taking a fresh patty.
I love this organization.
Yes,
this is fantastic.
Thank you so much. So we work with the fresh patty that we buy in bulk, and we hand roll it, we weigh it, we put it on the grill, we take a paper on it, and then we use a little smasher to smash it. And then we smash it as thin as possible.
What is up with the smashing of the burgers? Why does that make it so tasty and delicious?
So the reason is because when you smash the burger, it's also doing like a caramelization process.
On the edges,
on
right?
On the edges, yeah, it makes it a little crispy. And it's just the flavor is in the caramelization. So we just smash it and it's just and we have an open kitchen so everyone can see us cook. And it's just, you can hear the sizzle, you can hear all the smell.
So Ali, you say you worked in the restaurant industry for like 16 plus years.
Yes.
Traveled around the world, and everywhere you go, you order a burger.
Yes.
So absolutely. You know what you like in a burger.
Absolutely. So we season it right after we smash it. And
is that your own little special
seasoning?
It's
like a more special seasoning. It's more like it has like a little Cajun taste to it. So it's a really good seasoning.
And why burgers? Where's the love? Because you're smiling when you're smashing burgers, but it's a good smash.
Everyone loves burgers. Like it's one of those comfort food. And if you get to build your own the way you like, most places you go, they'll just give you pickles with no sauce or something. And here we literally value creativity.
But it's not just burgers. If you pull this drawer out again,
yes.
You have Impossible Burgers.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got burgers, we got veggie burgers, we got Impossible Burgers, like plant-based burgers. We got four different cheese, American cheddar, Swiss, pepper jack. We also do, you can put fried egg on a burger. You can put onion rings on your burger. You can put guacamole on your burger. It's literally whatever your imagination is, we can make it happen for you. So that's the menu. And then we also, on top of that, we also do tenders and wings as well.
So show us some of the toppings, because once that burger is done,
yes.
You come over here and then you top it.
So we have lettuce, guacamole, onions, tomato, pickles, jalapenos, caramelized onions and mushrooms.
Okay.
And these are all our bun types. So we have a brioche bun, which is a really good bun. But
I hear people recommend that because as they stack their burger with all of these toppings,
yes.
That really helps keep it all together.
Yeah. So, you know, when I was doing research and development, there's a lot of different varieties of brioche buns. The reason we got this because it passes a soaking test. So literally you can take, yes. So you can take a bottle of water and put it at the bottom of this bun and it's not going to tear up. So the whole thought process is that it's going to keep all the juices together and it's just going to be a great experience for a customer.
Yeah. That's always my problem. Sometimes I want to get creative with my burger, but I just don't want all the
it
mess.
It turns into like a mush.
A big mush.
Yeah.
No. Not with that.
Quality is everything at Bill Maher Burgers.
So yeah. You've got that bun. You also have a pretzel bun.
We have a pretzel bun, which is, you know, it's a little sweeter. Not a salty pretzel. It's sweet taste, but it's really good.
Yeah.
But our most popular bun is the Martin's potato bun. And it's you know, really soft.
Yeah.
It's really like when you eat the burger, it'll melt in your mouth.
What bun do you like?
I like the potato one.
Okay.
I like yours. Because I don't put too many things on my burger. I like to keep things simple. You
know? All right. It looks like we're getting to the end point here with the burger. So tell us when this actually began, because it was right around when the pandemic broke out and you wanted to start this whole new concept.
Yes.
But that seems like a terrible time to go out on a limb and try something like this, this new concept.
So we started the lease in 2019.
Okay.
And obviously the construction was going to be 6 months. At the time, I did not have a kitchen, so I left my previous position and I was just...
This is 2019, middle of 2019?
This is middle of 2019.
Okay. Everything seems normal.
Everything seems normal. Yeah.
Great idea. You're, you know, feet from UCF.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a saying where if you can't make it at UCF, you can't make it anywhere. And I always wanted to make sure that no matter what restaurant I get into, I would open next to UCF.
You're starting a family at this time as well.
Yeah. So we're testing all the food at home because I don't have a commercial kitchen. And we're trying and tasting it. And, of course, you know, my dad was a big part of it. We would feed him, you know, burgers all day. And he was just the worst critique because he was never find anything wrong with it, and I was literally looking for like criticism.
Tell me what's wrong with this.
You know, nothing what's right, but you know how family is, so they always support you in every way. But in 2019 December, I lost my dad, so that was a little emotional, you know, that setback. Then January comes along, and February we find out, you know, like we're expecting a baby. March, April 2020, this restaurant's supposed to open. We're close to completion.
April 2020.
Yes. Obviously, and then we know what happened in March. And actually, it happened March 19th, which is my birthday. So literally, I found out that the country's shutting down on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
So that happened.
Yeah.
And then as we were going along, I obviously didn't have any work. And my wife was working from home at the time.
And you were maxing out every single credit card to make this dream a reality.
Absolutely. I was paying utilities, water bills, everything, you know, construction's going on.
Did you ever think like, wow, the universe is sending me a sign that I should not be doing this because I'm getting obstacle after obstacle after obstacle?
Yeah. So, you know, I'll be honest, like one thing about me is I like to turn no's into yeses, but it's just, it's very difficult because as a startup, nobody wants to finance you. Nobody wants to believe in your concept.
It's hard to even get a lease for a place.
But our landlord was incredible. Great support from him. Great support from our distribution, from our marketing team. It was just a collective effort with every person that we work with. Everybody saw the vision. Everybody sees where what we were trying to build. Obviously, it took longer because they were like, are you even going to do this?
Build my burgers and my business.
But you finally opened January of 2021, right?
Yes.
So it took a little bit, but...
It took almost a year, and then I was maxing out all my credit cards. In November, we had a baby, and then I took two more months off, and I said I'll start the New Year's fresh.
Yeah.
And thankfully, as soon as we were opening, the country was opening, and they had made the dining like 50%.
Yeah.
So people were excited. They were
perfect.
People were excited to get out of their house and just. You know.
And when you opened your doors, were you surprised at the response that you immediately received?
Yes. So I always tell people, as long as the community is supporting me, I'll keep supporting them.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing, and that's why we do what we do. That's why it's all word of mouth. We don't really spend money on advertising or any of that. We just believe in our product. We believe in our food. And we believe in our customers.
It's a good product, and it's also priced right, which makes it really attractive for a lot of people.
Especially in the college area.
In the college area, just with, you know, the economy and inflation. You've kept your prices really low. What is the cost for this burger?
So the price of the burger starts at $4.75.
$4.75.
A single cheeseburger, fries, and drink is going to cost you $9.99. You can do a double for $13 and a triple for $16. They all come with fries and drink.
And then when you start adding all the extra stuff.
Yeah, if you get into bacon and stuff, but you get to pick three toppings, two sauces on any burger you like. It's all included in the price. It's just nothing extra.
So it's quality, it's priced right, It looks good.
The service is great.
Yeah, you ready to build your burger?
But my
and take
question
a bite
is how good is it?
How good is it?
The palate.
You will let me know about that.
Okay. We're about to find out. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
We want to build a burger.
Absolutely.
And we want to take a bite out of it.
I'm bad at
making
decisions.
And we want to try, because you don't just have burgers, as you mentioned. You got a lot of other things. We got some shakes. We got some fries, some onion rings. Mm. There's a lot to sample.
Keep
here.
It going. Yep. Keep
yeah.
it going.
All right. We'll be right
Bring
back.
Bring it on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Florida Foodie. We are here at Build My Burgers right near UCF.
That's right. We are with Ali Leilani, and we are about to build our burger.
Yes.
So we're at, Candace, you're going to do the potato bun.
I'm going to go more traditional.
Sure.
Yes, I'm going to do the brioche. Then you're going to do a totally crazy one made out of this pretzel bun. But you actually top your bun first.
Yes.
And then you add the burger.
Yes.
So what's
okay.
first?
We can do yours.
Okay.
And what type of sauce would
you were going to go with, like a traditional cheeseburger?
Yeah. Maybe
right?
a little bit of barbecue.
A little bit of barbecue. Okay. Sure. So we'll take some barbecue here and we'll just put it on both sides.
What are my sauce options?
So we have Thousand Island, yellow mustard, honey mustard, ketchup, barbecue, chipotle, ranch, mayo, sweet Thai chili and buffalo.
Okay, just a few, so you got it all covered. All right, what's next?
And what toppings would you like?
Oh goodness, okay, let's do pickles.
Pickles, sure. And what else?
As you know me, I'm horrible at making decisions. Let's do onion rings.
Onion rings, okay, let's do that.
Yeah, sounds good.
I think a little bit of tomato.
Okay,
love tomato.
And then caramelized onions.
Okay.
All right, so caramelized onions go on the grill, so I'm just gonna take some.
Okay.
And I'm gonna put some right here on the grill.
And you plan to do cheddar cheese, right?
I'm doing a cheddar cheese.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Swiss cheese. And I know that I will definitely want some caramelized onions and some mushrooms.
Okay. So we'll put some caramelized onions here. And we'll put some mushrooms.
And I think with that combo, I'm leaning toward ranch.
Okay.
What do you think?
It's a really, yes. Ranch, we have a really good ranch. So yes, yes, absolutely.
All right, so I'm definitely gonna do that. And then I like all the stuff. So I'm gonna want lettuce, tomato. You are raving about your pickles. What sets your pickles apart from the rest?
We buy a really high quality pickle. It's more like a crinkle cut. It has a crunch to it.
Let's see it. They are crunch. Thick. Yeah, I need some pickles.
So your pickles.
All right. And then I think
Are you ready to have onions?
No, I don't do raw onions.
You want jalapenos?
No, but I feel like we need to do the crazy. So give us an example of some of the crazy concepts that people come up with.
Sure. The biggest one I've done is like a 12-patty burger.
A 12-patty burger. We can keep adding.
Was that a college kid?
It was a football player, yes.
Okay, there you go. Makes sense. Makes sense.
But I always tell people you can go as high as you want or keep it as low as you like. Okay. So you can keep it simple or right. very complex.
Right. So how are you going to play with this one?
So I think I'm going to put some chipotle on it.
Nice. Chipotle.
So keep it a little kick to it.
Yeah.
And we have a really good chipotle. It's not super over the top spicy.
Okay. And some ranch.
Ranch.
Love
okay.
it.
We're mixing it, okay.
And then definitely we'll... Put some lettuce, tomato, and then we will put some caramelized onions as well.
Okay.
Caramelized onions, a fan favorite around here.
I'm gonna put some onion rings on it as well.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to add some of these. I
absolutely. We
this,
got so. Onion bits and potato sticks. Whatever.
Okay. I want to do some onion bits on my Swiss burger. Yeah.
The brioche one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So onion bits go right here.
This is like an art project.
Yeah.
Yes. And what was
that's it?
Yeah. Okay. Any of you want bacon?
I'll do some bacon. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So one thing about our bacon that sets us apart, it's a crispy bacon.
Oh, it's crispy.
And we make it in-house.
Don't give me a gooey piece of bacon.
This one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We all our bacon is crunchy. So we put bacon on it.
Good.
All right. And now we can smash burgers.
Let's smash it.
All right. Would you like to smash it yourself?
Yes.
All right. So here's gloves.
This is where you take your...
Okay. Take your aggression out.
Take your aggression out.
Yes. If you're having a bad day, this is the perfect place to come.
And you're talking about a two pound
weight.
And when you cook these, it's 2 pounds.
Yeah. So the weight is two. Yeah. The burger is about 3.5 ounces.
And we have to time this out, right, so that it's cooked perfectly.
So yeah, there's no timer on it, but you have to look for something, which I will show you. So what you'll do is you'll put a paper. I'll do this one. And now you literally smash it. Yeah.
Okay. Just smash. Oh my gosh. I feel like.
And she broke the stove top.
On this side. Okay. So you can get that side pin. Yep. And then you can go this side.
It's actually kind of hard to flatten.
It is. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Lisa has some anger issues. We'll talk about
it. Try it.
And then you take the paper off.
Okay.
That's a good smash.
Okay. That's a really good smash.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Candace. You're up. No, you need the paper first. Why? I'm sorry. Why do you put the... I guess the paper keeps it all together.
Keeps it all together. Otherwise, it gets stuck to the smasher. So.
Oh, that you're weak. Come on.
Is that smushy enough?
You guys are already excellent.
Is that smushy enough?
You can do one more.
One more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Awesome. Great job. And now season it.
That was a smashing good,
you can go edge
good
to edge.
Time. Oh, like thank you for seasoning
you're
my
welcome.
Meat.
That's perfect. Great.
Perfect.
And then I'll do the one that I'm...
Yeah, we're going to... Yeah. This. Oh, so you're doing a double one for the crazy one. Okay. And then what is this right behind the burgers, too?
So we also have some bacon, and then some people get smothered cheese. This is the cheese we also use for our loaded fries. Loaded fries is smothered cheese and bacon on it.
Okay.
It's really good. We're going to try that.
Oh. All right. And then you also have chicken.
Yes, we do fried chicken. We also do chicken wings, and we also do tenders, and everything is fresh, cooked to order.
And I'm a little parched. Do you have anything to drink?
Absolutely. We got Coke products, and we also got milkshakes.
That's what I wanted to do. Let me go grab them. I'm going to grab them real quick.
Yeah. So tell us about these.
Yes.
Yeah. Is this strawberry with you? I don't know what I'm about to get.
So strawberry shake, a chocolate shake. The thing that sets us apart, we don't use any syrups. We buy real quality ice cream.
Are there real strawberries?
So real strawberries in here, and real chocolate ice cream, and vanilla as well. So three flavors.
That's delicious. When he said real strawberries, I couldn't resist.
That's like chocolate ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we buy everything fresh.
Okay. All right. Let's also make some chicken because we do want to try some of your chicken.
We're gonna just flip this real quick so they don't get burned.
Yeah.
And we're gonna flip this and then flip it here. And then I'm gonna use this to flip it here.
Right. This is quick, right?
We can get everything done under 5 minutes. Yeah. Thank you. Chicken. Chicken. Can I get chicken?
Right. I hear great things about your chicken, your breaded chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have really good breaded chicken. Let me get some.
He's gonna get it for you.
Yes.
They're gonna follow you. You need to fry it right here.
Sorry.
How do you bread your chicken? What's your secret to that?
Honestly, it's just like salt and pepper, like and the seasoning on it, and yeah, that's we keep it simple.
And when do you add the cheese?
Now. So now since we flipped it, you wanted cheddar.
Cheddar, please.
And what cheese for you?
Swiss, please.
Swiss. Okay. So we put a cheddar here.
So do your kids love burgers as much as you love burgers? You got two little ones.
I got two little ones and they're very picky eaters. So
yeah.
So not yet, but I hope they will.
Yeah.
And then he wanted mushrooms and caramelized onions.
Yes. On the Swiss.
Okay, so you're gonna put this one here.
Okay.
And then you're gonna put this one here. Okay. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna take one of these lids. We're gonna take some water to put some steam in there. And that just helps with melting the cheese and keeping all the flavors together. And then we just put it on.
I have a feeling that you have something up your sleeve because
yes.
That one doesn't have cheese
yet.
Not
yet. So I'm going to also crack an egg.
How did I know you?
And
can I also add some of those onions to this Swiss one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are my onions.
No, you have your onions. Unless, are there already onions
on there?
Oh, there. Oh, you got them. Never mind. Never mind.
And so we'll take the Swiss one off. That goes on brioche, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we'll put this one here. And then we'll take the cheddar. The cheddar here. All right.
Oh, that looks so good.
We just close it like this, like on a hinge. Close this one here. And we'll cut it. We never cut burgers, but we'll do it for you.
Yeah. So wait, I wanted to try Lisa. Right. I guess I can take my gloves off now. Although I feel like this burger is so messy, I might want to keep the gloves on. All right. Up first is yours.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Let's do that. I mean, it's Florida foodie after all. Oh my God. Ready?
Okay. Oh. I'm coming in. Mm. Yeah, this looks amazing.
The meat has a little bit of a crust, has a little crunch to it. The actual burger, it's juicy. The pickles are crunchy.
I like the barbecue sauce too. Good choice on that.
Oh my God. Oh. It's not oily.
Really good.
The buns staying together, holding it all in. All
right. And this one?
Up next is the Swiss burger.
Oh my God. Okay. He's still working while we're eating.
All right. I feel confident now. I don't need the gloves.
Okay, go to this one.
All right.
So, I like a good Swiss burger. I'm going to go with this side.
Okay. Show it to the camera.
Looks amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Got the pickles in there.
Mmm. They're good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Taste with the ranch and the bacon. It's a completely different experience.
Mmm. Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Very nice.
I don't know. We need to have a poll.
I don't know. I want to see what he finishes doing with this one, but I think I'm falling in love with a new kind of burger. Because you always think of burgers, big, thick, you know. But just because it's thick doesn't mean that it's...
No. There's a lot of flavor in it.
Ketchup and mustard and not these different sauces.
And that's why, that's one thing, like, the people love coming here because they can literally have a different burger every day.
I mean, you even said there's guacamole.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so now you're going to
build... So I'm going to build this one. Okay. I put an egg on mine. And I also put caramelized onions as well. And I'm gonna go ahead and smother this thing in cheese. And then we're just gonna take this one. And we're gonna bring it right here.
I took my gloves off too soon.
And then we can cut this.
Oh, there's an egg under there. I forgot about the egg.
There's an egg in there, yeah. Just cut this one in half.
You know what they say? That's the higher the burger, the higher to heaven.
Right?
And now you guys should try this.
How many burgers do you eat a day?
So when I started the concept, a lot. I gained 50 pounds doing it. I swear.
What is your most popular topping?
The onion bits, potato sticks, and also caramelized onions.
Are you going to get inside with this?
Okay. Oh my gosh. No, I definitely took those gloves off too soon.
Oh my God. One, two, three. All the one.
Who's on the floor?
Thank you so much.
This was amazing.
Thank you guys for coming.
I love the cheese. And I'm glad you have plenty of napkins here.
Yes, absolutely.
Clean up in the kitchen.
Clean up, yes. All right, well, this was wonderful. Yes. Build My Burgers. People can find you online because you're also looking to franchise this and take it nationwide. So people will be able to build their burgers everywhere. Do you have a favorite now?
I don't. I'm coming in more confused now than I did before.
Too many good things to choose from. Ali Leilani, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you guys.
And now we can try some chicken.
Sure, absolutely.
thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Ali Leilani. You can find his business online at buildmyburgers.com and on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram. You can find Candace Campos on social media. On Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. And on Instagram, search Candace Campos, WKMG. Also, a big thank you to our production team. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you stream podcasts. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com and on YouTube. Just search for Florida Foodie.